Okay, let's get back at it. We left off on Galatians chapter 4, verse 20.
Nagtapos tayo dito sa Galacia kanina sa 4:20.
And we see that the law has been fulfilled in Christ.
At nakita natin na natupad na ang kautusan sa pamamagitan ni Kristo.
We're heirs of God through Christ.
Tayo tagapagmana sa pamamagitan ni Kristo.
But he's concerned with the Galatian church.
Pero siya talaga ay gustong mabalik ang mga taga-Galacia.
That they're going back to the weak and beggarly elements of the world.
Dahil sila ay bumabalik sa mga walang saysay na palatuntunan ng mundo.
And the church world today is doing the same thing.
At ang simbahan ngayon sa ating panahon ay ganun din ang nangyayari.
I'm not happy to report that.
Hindi ako masaya na i-report ito.
But I've been in over 20 countries.
Pero napunta na ako sa mahigit ng 20 country.
In the last 7 years.
Sa loob ng 7 taon.
And I have seen it over and over on the walls of the churches.
At nakita ko pa ulit-ulit sa mga walls sa mga simbahan.
Posters and programs of man.
Mga programa ng mga tao.
Out of the mouth of preachers all over the world.
Sa nanggagaling sa mga labi ng mga mangangaral sa iba't ibang sulok ng mundo.
Doing something other than faith in Christ.
Gumagawa ng mga bagay-bagay at hindi sa pananampalataya sa Panginoong Jesus.
So this is the same burden that the Apostle Paul had for Galatians.
Kaya parehas ang tunang bigat na dinadala ni Apostol Pablo sa mga taga-Galacia.
He brought them to the point to show them you've turned away from the Holy Spirit.
Ipaniliwanag ni Pablo sa kanila na pedalin yung tumalikod sa Espiritu Santo.
You're foolish.
Kayo ay manghangal.
What are you doing?
Ano ang ginagawa niyo?
Christ paid this price for us.
Si Kristo nagbayad ng bayaran ito para sa atin.
We received it by faith.
Tinanggap mo ito sa pamamagitan ng pananampalataya.
And we love him.
At mahal na mahal mo siya.
How could you do this?
Bakit niyo ito ginawa?
How could you go away from the covenant?
Bakit kayo umalis sa tipan ng Diyos?
These other things, these other laws,
itong mga ibang bagay ito o mga kautusan,
make us a transgressor of the covenant.
Ay nangyayaring tayo nagiging mga tagapaglabag ng tipan.
You know, Hebrews chapter 10,
ang Hebreo kapitulo 10.
Let's look at that for a minute, please.
Tingnan natin sa Hebreo.
We'll get back to Galatians 4:21 in a few minutes.
Babalik tayo sa Galacia 4:21.
But let me show you something in Hebrews 10.
Pero may gusto kong pakita sa inyo sa Hebreo.
Hebrews 10 verse 26.
Versikulo 26.
If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there therefore no longer remains a sacrifice for sins.
Matapos nating malaman at tanggapin ang katotohanan at sadyain pa rin nating magkasala, wala nang handog na maiaalay pa para sa ikapagpapatawad ng ating mga kasalanan.
Now I'm going to make a statement and then I'm going to prove it to you in Scripture.
So magagawa ko ng mga statement at ipapatutuhan mo ito sa pamamagitan ng mga salita ng Diyos.
Sinning willfully is not an act of sin. Sinning willfully is not an act of sin.
Ang pagkakasala ay hindi act ng kasalanan.
It's not like, okay, I'm gonna steal that book.
Okay, sige, nanakawin ko ang librong ito.
Yes, I am.
Gagawin ko yan.
I'm gonna steal it.
I'm planning on it. Ginagawa ko ito na layunin ko ito.
I'm gonna steal this book.
Nanakawin ko ng librong ito.
And then I steal the book.
At ninako ko ang libro.
That's not what the scripture's talking about.
Hindi ito ang ibig sabihin ng salita ng Diyos.
It says, after we have received the knowledge of the truth.
Matapos nating malaman at tanggapin ang katotohanan.
So we're talking to Christians here.
So kinakausap dito ang mga Kristiyano.
We're talking to believers.
Kinakausap ang mga mananampalataya.
If I sin willfully,
kung ako ay magkasala ng sadyain.
After I've received the knowledge of the truth,
pagkatapos kong tanggapin ang katotohanan,
there no longer remains a sacrifice for sin.
Wala nang handog na maialay para sa ikapagpapatawad ng ating mga kasalanan.
What is the only sacrifice for sin?
Ano ang tanging alay sa kasalanan?
The blood of Jesus.
Ang dugo ni Jesus.
He says in verse 27,
sabi sa versikulo 27,
but a certain fearful expectation of judgment and fiery indignation which will devour the adversaries.
Ang naghihintay na lamang sa atin ay ang kakilakilabot na paghuhukom at ang naglalagablab na apoy na tumupok sa mga kaaway ng Diyos.
Sinning willfully,
ang pagsadya na gawin ng kasalanan,
is moving our faith,
ay pagtanggal ng iyong pananampalataya.
Willfully moving our faith,
sadyaing tinanggal mo ang iyong pananampalataya,
to something else,
at ilagay ito sa ibang bagay.
Verse 28 says, well, let me say this about verse 27.
Sabihin ko to, may sabihin ako sa inyo.
If we do this,
kung gawin mo yon,
we're going to receive judgment.
Makakatanggap ka ng kaparusahan.
If we sin by stealing a book, we're not going to have eternal judgment.
Hindi ka magkakaroon ng paghuhukom.
God forbid we should sin.
O hindi, wag na mangyari na ikaw ay magkasala.
But we have an advocate with the Father.
Pero meron tayong tagapagtanggol sa Ama.
Christ the righteous.
Si Kristo na matuwid.
If we repent of our sin,
pag ikaw humingi ng tawad sa iyong mga kasalanan,
He's faithful to forgive us our sin.
Ay tapat na patawarin ka sa iyong mga kasalanan.
But if we sin willfully,
pero pagkasadyain mo na magkasala.
Verse 27 says,
sabi ng versikulo 27,
we become an adversary.
Ikaw ay pahatulan.
Verse 28. Anyone who has rejected Moses' law dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses.
Ang mapatunayan lumabag sa utos ni Moses batay sa patotoo ng dalawa o tatlong saksi ay walang awang pinapatay.
Anyone who has rejected Moses' law.
Lahat ng mga hindi tumanggap sa kautosan ni Moses.
Not broken Moses' law.
Hindi ang sumira sa kautosan ni Moses.
Dies on the with mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses.
Ito'y paparusahan, walang awang pinapatay.
Verse 29. Of how much worse punishment do you suppose will he be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace?
Gaano kabigat sa akala ninyo ang parusang nararapat sa taong humamak sa anak ng Diyos, lumapastangan sa dugong nagpatibay sa tipan at nagpapabanal sa kanya at lumait sa mapagpalang espiritu?
If we sin, we have an advocate with the Father.
Tingnan niyo, kung ikaw ay nalaglag sa kasalanan, meron kang tagapagtanggol sa Ama.
If we sin willfully, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sin.
Pero kung sasadyain mo namang magkasala, wala nang maialay para sa iyong mga kasalanan.
Sinning willfully is leaving the covenant.
Ang pagsadyang pagkakasala ay pag-alis sa tipan ng Diyos.
If I leave the covenant,
pagka ikaw umalis sa tipan,
there no longer remains a sacrifice for sin.
Wala nang maialay para sa iyong mga kasalanan.
But judgment comes.
Pero ang paghahatol ay darating.
Because the only thing that holds back the judgment of God is the blood of Jesus.
Dahil ang tangi lamang humahadlang sa paghahatol sa iyo ay ang dugo ni Jesus.
So when I run to these other things,
kaya nga pag tumakbo ka sa mga ibang bagay,
if I transgress the covenant,
kung ikaw ay lumabag sa utusan,
I can expect
tipan,
judgment.
Sa tipan, meron kang kaparusahan.
Not when I break,
hindi pag sumira,
the law,
ng kautusan.
When I reject the law,
pagka hindi mo na tinanggap ang kautusan.
Not when I break, not when I sin, but when I reject the covenant.
Hindi pagka ikaw nagkasala, kundi pagka tinalakdan mo na.
Look at verse 28. Anyone who has rejected Moses' law dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses.
Ang mapatunayan lumabag sa kautusan ni Moses batay sa patotoo ng dalawa at tatlong saksi ay walang awang pinapatay.
Look at Deuteronomy chapter 17.
Tingnan natin sa Deuteronomy.
Verse 1, we'll see what he's talking about.
17:1.
Deuteronomy 17:1.
Amen. Amen.
You shall not sacrifice to the Lord your God a bull or sheep which has any blemish or defect, for that is an abomination to the Lord your God.
Huwag kayong maghahandog ng baka o tupang may kapintasan o kapansanan, sapagkat kasusuklaman iyo ni Yahweh na inyong Diyos.
If there is found among you within any of your gates, which the Lord your God gives you, a man or a woman who has been wicked in the sight of the Lord your God, in transgressing his covenant.
Sabi dito, sino man sa inyo ang matuklasang gumagawa ng masama laban kay Yahweh, na inyong Diyos ay sumisira sa ating kasunduan kay Yahweh.
How did he transgress the covenant?
Paano siya lumalabag?
Verse 3.
Versículo 3.
Who has gone and served other gods and worshiped them, either the sun or moon or any other host of heaven which I have not commanded.
Naglilingkod at sumasamba sa mga diyos-diyosan sa araw, sa buwan, o sa mga bituin.
He didn't break the law of Moses.
Hindi niya sinira ang kautosan ni Moses.
He rejected the law of Moses.
Siya ay tumalikod sa kautosan ni Moses.
He had transgressed the covenant.
Siya ay lumabag sa tipan.
And gone and served other gods.
At nagpunta at naglilingkod at sumasamba sa mga diyos-diyosan.
When we go to some other thing,
pagka ay bumalik sa iba't ibang bagay,
it can become a god.
Ay parang nagiging diyos
na ito. We transgress the covenant.
Ikaw ay lumalabag sa tipan.
You hear me?
Narinig ba?
Look what happens to him. Verse 4. If it's told to you and you hear of it, then you shall inquire diligently, and if indeed it is true and certain that such an abomination has been committed in Israel, then you shall bring out to your gates that man or woman who has committed that wicked thing, and shall stone to death that man or woman with stones.
Sabi dito, siya sa atin yung mabuti, kapag ang sumbong o ang bintang na iyon ay mapapatunayan, ang nagkasala ay dadalhin sa pintuang bayan at babatuin hanggang mamatay.
Why are they going to get stoned to death?
Bakit sila babatuin hanggang mamatay?
Because they broke the law of Moses?
Dahil ba sinira nila, hindi sila tumupad sa utos si Moses?
No.
Hindi.
Because they rejected the law of Moses.
Dahil ni-reject na nila ang Moses.
Because they transgressed the covenant.
Dahil sila ay lumabag sa kautosan ni Moses.
And they've gone and served other gods.
At sila ay naglingkod sa Diyos-Diyosan.
They moved their faith.
Tinanggal nila ang kanilang pananampalataya.
They're trusting something else.
Nakitiwala sila sa ibang mga bagay.
Go back to Hebrews 10.
Balik tayo sa Hebrew.
And let's look at it again.
At tingnan muli natin.
Verse 28.
Versículo 28.
Anyone who has rejected Moses' law dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses.
Ang mapatunayang lumubag sa kautosin ni Moses batay sa patotoo ng dalawa at tatlong saksi ay walang awang pinapatay.
Of how much worse punishment do you suppose will he be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God, that's Jesus, underfoot and counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing and insulted the Spirit of Grace.
Gaano kabigat sa akala ninyo ang parusang nararapat sa taong humahamak sa anak ng Diyos, lumapastangan sa dugong nagpatibay sa tipan at nagpabanal sa kanya at lumahit sa mapagpalang Espiritu.
Counted the blood of the covenant a common thing.
Na ginagawa nila na walang kabuluhan ang dugo.
And insulted the Holy Spirit.
At
insulted the Holy Spirit.
Sanctification
is by faith.
Ang pagpapabanal ay sa pamamagitan ng pananampalataya.
Talking to the Christians.
Ito yung kinakausap ng mga Kristiyano.
So sinning willfully,
kaya nga ang sadyang magkasala,
the willful sin,
ang pagsadyang kasalanan,
is moving our faith off Christ.
Ay pagtanggal ng pananampalataya mo kay Kristo.
And going to something else.
At pumunta sa ibang mga.
We're transgressing the covenant.
Ikaw ay lumalabag sa tipan.
We're saying the blood of Jesus is not enough.
Ang sinasabi mo ang dugo ni Jesus ay hindi sapat.
We're counting the blood of Jesus as a common thing, an unholy thing.
Sinasabi mo sa ang dugo ni Jesus ay hindi nagdudulot sa iyo ng kabanalan.
Very serious business.
Napakaseryoso ng bagay na ito.
So anything and everything that's not faith in Christ and Him crucified becomes a law. And if we move our faith off those, off of that single thing, then we could be guilty of the willful sin.
Ikaw ay guilty na sa sadyang pagkakasala.
There are people doing this in ignorance.
May mga nagagawa nito pero hindi nila alam na ginagawa nila.
The pastor says we're all going to do this program.
Ang sabi ng pastor, gagawin natin itong mga programang ito.
And they go ahead and do it.
At nagpunta nga sila at ginawa yon.
That's not the willful sin.
Hindi yon ng sadyang pagkakasala.
They're not rejecting the blood of the covenant.
Hindi nila pinapawalang saysay ang dugo ni Kristo.
They're just being stupid.
Sila ay parang nagiging mga hangala.
They're being deceived.
Sila ay mga nalinlang.
They're being carried away.
Sila ay nailayo lamang.
But the person,
pero ang tao, tandaan nyo,
who has been told
na alam niya na sabihan na siya,
these things are wrong,
na ang mga bagay na ito ay mali,
but they continue anyway,
pero nagpasa sila magpatuloy pa rin,
they're in trouble.
Sila ay nasa kapamakan.
They're in a lot of trouble.
Talagang hindi maganda ang kanilang kahinatnan.
Once you hear the message of the cross,
pagka narinig mo na ang mensahe ng krus,
once you hear that Christ and Him crucified,
na pagka narinig mo na si Kristo at siyang namatay sa krus,
is the meaning of the new covenant,
ay ang ibig sabihin ng bagong tipan,
is how God sanctifies the believer.
Kung paano binanal ng Diyos ang mga nananalig kay Kristo.
If you go to anything else,
pero kung magpunta ka pa rin sa ibang bagay,
verse 30 says,
sabi ng versikulo 30,
we know Him who said, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. And again, the Lord will judge His people.
Sapagkat kilala natin ang nagsabi, akin ang paghihiganti, ako ang magpaparusa. At siya rin ang nagsabi, hahatulan ng Panginoon ang kanyang bayan.
He will judge His people.
Hahatulan ng Diyos ang kanyang bayan.
Amen.
Amen.
So it's very sobering.
And
it's very serious.
Serioso.
It will make you think about it.
Kailangan madudul sa iyo na mag-isip.
What am I doing that's not faith in Christ?
Ano ba ang ginagawa ko na hindi ayos sa pananampalataya kay Kristo?
Okay, back to Galatians 4.
Balik tayo sa Galatians 4.
In verse 21.
Versículo 21.
Tell me, you who desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law?
Sabihin nga ninyo sa akin, kayong nagnanais mapasa ilalim ng kautosan, hindi ba ninyo narinig ang sinasabi ng kautosan?
It's a rhetorical question.
Ito ay tanong sa kanila.
It's a question like, of course you've heard the law.
Ito ay pagpapaulit lang na tanong sa kanila na, siyempre narinig nyo naman ang kautosan.
You can't keep the law.
Hindi mo kayang tuparin ang kautosan.
You're not going to do it.
Hindi mo ito kayang gawin.
Don't you hear it?
Hindi mo ba narinig?
Thou shalt not bear false witness.
Huwag kang
you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
Na kailangan mahalin mo ang iyong kapwa kagaya ng pagmamahal.
24 hours a day.
Sa buong araw.
7 days a week.
Sa buong isang linggo.
Every minute.
Kada minuto.
No.
Hindi.
We can't keep the law.
Hindi natin kayang tuparin ang kautosan.
Now he's going to give an example.
Eh, ang nagbigay siya ng halimbawa.
Listen closely.
Makinig mabuti.
Verse 22.
Versículo 22.
For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondwoman and the other by a free woman.
Sinabi noon na si Abraham ay nagkaanak ng dalawang lalaki, isa sa aliping babae at isa sa malayang babae.
Two sons.
Dalawang anak.
One by Hagar.
Galing kay Hagar ang isa.
She was an Egyptian.
Siya ay isang taga-Ehipto.
She was an Arab.
Siya ay
Arab. And one by a free woman.
At isa sa malayang babae.
That was Isaac.
Ito yung isa.
From Sarah.
Galing kay Sarah.
Are you there?
Yes.
So he's giving us the example.
Kaya nga nagbigay siya ng halimbawa.
One by a woman in bondage and one by a free woman.
Isa sa alipang babae at isa sa malayang babae.
One by the flesh and one by the spirit.
Isa sa laman at isa sa espiritu.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Our flesh likes law.
Ang ating laman gusto lagi ng kautosan.
Go ahead. What do you want, Oliver? What is your question?
What is the reason why we should need to read out the Testament book if we are not in the law? We know that the whole chapter of the Old Testament is are based in the law. Hmm? What is the reason why we need to learn about the why we need to study about the Old Testament book if we are not in the law?
Well, the Old Testament is not all about law. The Old Testament is about the covenant of God that He would send the Messiah.
Ang lumang tipan ay hindi lang lagi patungkol sa kautosan. Ito ay sa tipan ng Diyos na darating ang Mesiyas.
Of course, the law is there, but the Old Testament from Genesis to Malachi really points to the Messiah. It doesn't just teach law.
Siyempre, ang kautosan na nariyan, pero ang tinuturo talaga ng lumang tipan ay sa Mesiyas na darating.
Even the book of Leviticus is all full of typology of Christ to come. And of course, the book of Leviticus is full of law. But the laws point us to the Messiah. If you look at the Expositor Study Bible in Leviticus,
Study Bible.
You will be blessed beyond measure.
Napapapala ka nang hindi mo
matatanggap. It will really open your eyes to why the book of Leviticus was written. It's tremendous.
Kung makikita mo ang aklat ng Leviticus, babasahin mo, talagang napakaganda nito.
There's a series that Brother Swagger did on the Cross of Christ series. It's a study guide.
Ito yung aklat nga ni Brother Jimmy.
This one is called The Five Offerings of Leviticus. The Levites were given the law. The Levites were of the law.
Yeah.
And you can't get hardly anything more, better than this study guide to teach you about the book of Leviticus. So it's about law in the Old Testament, but the main focus of the Old Testament is about the Messiah to come.
Amen.
From Genesis to Malachi. Okay? You'll see that once you start looking for that. All right? Amen. Praise God. Okay. Good question. Very good question. So this is available to you right here in the library. And your Expositor Study Bible would be a quicker way to see it. Okay, well, the Holy Spirit in the New Testament talks about the law a lot, obviously. Even this example right here is pointing us to the Old Testament. But he says in verse 23, he who was of the bondwoman was born according to the flesh, and he of the free woman through promise.
Ang anak niya sa aliping babae ay pinanganak ayon sa kagustuhan ng tao, ngunit ang anak niya sa malayang babae ay pinanganak bilang katuparan ng pangako ng Diyos. Hallelujah.
Let me tell you the story very briefly.
Sabihin ko lang sa inyo kung ano nangyari.
God told Abraham,
sabi ng Diyos kay Abraham,
I'm going to give you a son. Well, it took a long time. And Sarah was old. Abraham was old. And it's not happening. Has God told you something?
Meron bang sinabi sa iyo ang Diyos?
Has He told you something? You just know He told you something?
Meron bang sinabi sa iyo ang Diyos? Alam mo,
and you believe Him?
Naiiniwala ka ba sa kanya?
Let this story speak to you.
Kaya mong istoryang ito ang mangusap sa iyo.
So Abraham waited all those years.
Kaya nga si Abraham ay naghintay ng maraming taon.
And it wasn't happening.
At hindi pa rin nangyayari.
So now, Sarah, his wife,
kaya nga ang kapatid niya, ang asawa niya si Sarah,
says Abraham,
sabi niya Abraham,
go in and lay down with my maid Hagar.
Pumunta ka doon sa aliping ko at sumiping ka sa kanya na si Hagar.
And Abraham says,
at ang sabi ni Abraham,
That sounds like a good idea.
Parang gandang idea niya.
And Abraham goes in and lays down with the maid. And they have the baby. The baby's name is Ishmael. The baby is the father of the Arabs. That's why we're paying so much for gasoline right now. These are the people that are chopping off the heads of Christians. Descendants of Ishmael. It's not politically correct to say it, but it's the truth. So Abraham got in the flesh.
Kaya nga si Abraham ay nahulog sa laman.
God gave him a promise.
Binigyan, pinangakuan siya ng Diyos ng
and he tried to make it happen in his own.
At sinusubukan niya mangyari yun sa pamamagitan ng sarili niyang kagustuhan.
Has God given you a promise?
Ang Diyos ba'y nagbigay sa inyo ng pangako?
Then wait for Him.
Maghintay kayo sa Kanya hanggang matupad yun.
Don't get ahead of Him.
Huwag kayong uuna sa pangako ng Diyos.
If He told you He's going to do it, He'll do it.
Kung sinabi niya siyang gagawin niya yun, gagawin niya yun, maghintay kayo.
But you have to wait on God.
Pero kailangan niyo maghintay sa Kanya.
So then, of course, Sarah got pregnant.
Pero siyempre, nabuntis nga itong si Sarah.
She was 90 years old.
Siya ay 90 anyos na.
Abraham was 100.
At si Abraham naman ay 100.
You see, when God does it,
kaya nga, kung paano gawin ito ng Diyos,
it'll be a miracle.
Ito'y milagro.
No man can take credit for it.
Walang po pwedeng makakuha ng credit na tao doon.
If you do it, if we do it, then we think we've got something to say.
Meron tayong pwedeng ipagmayabang.
But when it's impossible,
pero pagka napaka-imposible sa tao,
that's when God steps in.
Doon nagpapakilala ang Diyos kung sino siya.
So many times in my life I could testify
maraming beses sa buhay ko na pwede akong magbigay
of impossible situations.
Sa parang imposible mga sitwasyon.
And then God shows up.
At ang Diyos ang nagpakita.
Many, many times.
Maraming beses.
And He'll do the same for you.
At parehas ang gagawin ng Diyos sa buhay.
He's already done the same for some of you.
Ginawa nito ng Diyos sa marami sa iba sa inyo.
Wait on God.
Maghintay kayo.
Don't get in the flesh.
Huwag niyo mayaang mauna ang laman.
Because you'll end up with an Ishmael.
Dahil mauuwi ka kagaya ni Ishmael.
And that's bondage.
At ito ay pagkaalipin.
He says in verse 24.
Sabi niya versikulo 24.
Which things are symbolic?
Ito yung mga paghambing.
This is an example for us.
Ito yung mga halimbawa para sa atin.
For these are the two covenants, the one from Mount Sinai, which gives birth to bondage, which is Hagar.
Ito yung isang paghambing. Ang dalawang babae ay larawan ng dalawang kasunduan. Ang isa ay ang tipan sa bundok ng Sinai na kinakatawan ni Hagar at ang kanyang mga anak.
Mount Sinai symbolizes the law.
Ang Mount Sinai sinisimbolo nito ang kautosan.
Hagar symbolizes the law.
Si Hagar din ay nagsisimbolo ng kautosan.
Hagar was the maid of Sarah.
Si Hagar ay alipin ni Sarah.
Hagar is how Abraham got in the flesh.
Etong si Hagar, ito yung kung paano si Abraham nahulog sa laman.
And it gives birth to bondage.
At ito ay nagdulot nga ng pagkaalipin.
Amen?
Amen?
Verse 25, for this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, that's where the law was given.
Si Hagar ay kumakatawan sa bundok ng Sinai na nasa Arabia at dito nga na nangyari ang kautosan.
And corresponds to Jerusalem, which now is and is in bondage with her children.
At larawan ang kasalukuyang Jerusalem sapagkat siya ay nasa pagkaalipin kasama ng kanyang mga mamamayan.
The children of Israel have still rejected Christ.
Ang lipi ni Israel, ang anak ni Israel ay talagang hindi nila tinatanggap pa rin si Christ.
The reason this is so important,
ang rason kung bakit ito napaka-importante,
Jesus would come from Abraham and Isaac.
Kinakailangan si Jesus ay nanggaling kay Abraham at saka kay Isaac.
This is where the seed would come from.
Dito man nanggaling ang binhi.
So the devil tries to stop the plan.
Eh, sinusubukan ng demonyo na matigil ang plano ng Diyos.
Go ahead, go in there with Hagar.
Sabi niya kay Abraham, sige na, sumipin ka na kay Hagar.
Yeah, you'll have a baby this way.
Magkakaroon ka ng anak sa pamamagitan niya.
And he did.
At nangyari nga.
He had Ishmael.
Meron siyang anak na si Ishmael.
The father of the Arabs.
Ang ama ng mga Arabs.
We're still paying for that mistake now.
tayo pa rin nagbabayad sa maling ginawa ni Abraham noong una.
In Mount Sinai, where the law was given, corresponds to Jerusalem, which now is and is in bondage with their children.
Kaya nga sabi dito, sa bundok ng Sinai na nasa Arabia ang larawan ng kasalukuyang Jerusalem sapagkat siya ay nasa pagkaalipin kasama ng kanyang mga mamamayan.
Israel has rejected the Messiah.
Ang Israel ay hindi niya tinanggap ang Mesiyas.
Even today, they don't believe Jesus was the Messiah.
Kahit ngayon, hindi nila tinanggap si Jesus bilang isang Mesiyas.
And they're in bondage.
At sila ay nasa pagkaalipin.
They're bound.
Sila ay tali.
They're tied up.
Sila ay nakatali.
There's no freedom.
Walang kalayaan.
Verse 26, but the Jerusalem above is free, which is the mother of us all.
Ngunit ang Jerusalem na nasa langit ay malaya at siya ang ating ina.
Hallelujah.
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 Jerusalem above is heaven.
Ang Jerusalem na sinasabi dito ay langit.
And we're free.
At tayo malaya.
By faith in Christ.
Sa pananampalataya kay Kristo.
And on our way to the Jerusalem above.
At tayo papunta sa Jerusalem na nasa langit.
For it is written.
Ay sa nasusulat.
Rejoice, O barren.
Magsaya ka, o babae, hindi magkaanak.
Talking about the Gentile.
Ito'y pinapatungkulan ng mga hintil.
Are you there?
Diyan sa kayo.
Okay. Rejoice, O barren.
Magsaya ka, o babae, hindi magkaanak.
We didn't give birth to the Messiah.
Hindi tayo ang nag-give birth sa Mesiyas.
The Messiah came from the Jewish people.
Ang Mesiyas ay nanggaling sa mga Hudyo.
From the children of God.
Sa mga anak ng Diyos.
From Abraham.
Magmula kay Abraham.
Are you there?
Nandiyan ba kayo?
Amen.
So we don't have anything to do with the lineage of the Messiah.
Kaya wala tayong hindi tayo kaparte doon sa lineage ng Messiah.
We're Gentile.
Kasi tayo mga hintil.
We're not Jews.
Hindi tayo mga Hudyo.
We're barren.
Tayo ay mga hindi nagkakaanak.
We didn't bring the Messiah into the world.
Hindi tayo nagdala sa Mesiyas sa mundong ito.
You who do not bear.
Kayo na mga hindi, babaeng hindi nagkakaanak.
Rejoice.
Humiyaw ka sa galak.
Rejoice, you Gentiles.
Humiyaw ka mga sa galak, mga hintil.
You're not a Jew.
Hindi ka Hudyo.
But you can rejoice.
Pero pwede ka magalak.
Even though we didn't bear.
Kahit alam mo na ikaw ay hindi nangangalak.
Break forth and shout.
Ikaw ay sumigaw.
Glory to God.
Glorifiya sa Diyos.
Thank you, Jesus.
Salamat, Jesus.
You who are not in labor.
Sapagkat higit na maraming anak na babaeng nangungulila.
For the desolate has many more children.
Sapagkat, sabi dito, sapagkat hindi higit na maraming anak na babaeng nangungulila kaysa babaeng may asawa.
There's more Gentile Christians than Jews.
Merong mas maraming hintil na Kristiyano kaysa sa mga Hudyo.
A lot more.
Mas marami.
Much more.
Maraming marami.
Than she who has a husband.
Kahit sa doon sa na may asawa.
Talking about the Jews.
Ito'y patungkol sa mga Hudyo.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are children of the promise.
Mga kapatid, tulad ni Isaac, tayo mga anak ayon sa pangako.
Brothers and sisters.
Mga kapatid sa Panginoon.
Brethren.
Mga kapatid,
we are children of the promise.
Tayo ay anak ng mga pangako ng Diyos.
The promise given to Abraham.
Ang pangako na ibinigay kay Abraham.
Of righteousness by faith.
Na ang katuwiran sa pananampalataya.
The Abrahamic covenant.
Ang Abrahamic na tipan.
Given to us.
Na ibinigay sa atin.
Hallelujah.
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 But as he who was born according to the flesh, then persecuted him who was born according to the Spirit, even so it is now.
Kung noong una, ang ipinanganak ayon sa Espiritu ay inuusig ng ipinanganak ayon sa kagustuhan ng tao, gayon din naman ngayon. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The Arabs are gonna persecute the Christians until the cows come home.
Ang mga Arab ay talagang uusigin ng mga Kristiyano.
It's gonna happen.
Ito'y mangyayari.
Until Jesus returns.
Hanggang sa dumating si Jesus.
Because Abraham got in the flesh.
Dahil si Abraham ay nahulog sa laman.
And produced Ishmael.
At nagdulot ito ng panganak kay Ishmael.
We are going to be persecuted.
Tayo ay pupusigin, tandaan niyo yan.
We are born according to the Spirit.
Tayo ay pinanganak ayon sa Espiritu.
Not according to the flesh.
Hindi ayon sa laman.
Born again of the Spirit.
Ikaw ay pinanganak mga muli sa Espiritu.
They don't have the Holy Spirit.
Wala silang Espiritu sa.
Nevertheless, what does the Scripture say?
Ngunit ganito ang sinasabi ng kasulatan.
Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman.
Palayasin mo ang babaeng alipin at ang kanyang anak, sapagkat ang anak ng alipin ay hindi dapat makibahagi sa mana ng anak ng malaya.
Cast out the flesh.
Kinakailangan ilayo mo ang
cast out the law.
Ang kautosan ay ilayo mo.
Cast out the sin nature.
Ang ating likas na kasalanan ay palayasin.
Cast them out.
Kailangan silang palayasin.
Up above the bond woman is the law.
Yes.
Dahil sa pagkatang anak ng alipin hindi dapat makibagi sa mga anak ng malaya.
The bond woman represents the law.
Etong alipin na ito ay nagrepresenta ng kautusan.
And they bring us to bondage.
At dinadala tayo pabalik sa kautusan.
That's why the son's called the son of the bond woman.
Kaya nga ang anak na ito ay tinawag na
and will not be heir with the son of the free woman.
At hindi po pwedeng makaibahagi sa mana ng anak ng malaya.
You can't mix law and grace.
Hindi mo po pwedeng pagaluin ang grasya at kautosan.
Cast out the law.
Palayasin mo ang kautosan.
Cast out the law.
Palayasin mo ang kautosan. Hallelujah.
I mean, we've been studying the book of Galatians for several hours now. The Holy Spirit wrote this for us. Are you getting the feeling that we're not supposed to be under law yet?
Na-experience niyo ba na dapat talagang hindi tayo mapasailalim sa kautusan?
Amen.
Amen.
No law.
Walang kautusan.
No law.
No law. Hallelujah. Walang kautusan.
We're saved by grace through faith.
Tayo naligtas sa grasya ng Diyos sa pamamagitan ng pananampalataya.
He says in verse 21, so then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free.
Sabi dito, kaya nga mga kapatid, hindi tayo anak ng alipin, kundi ng malaya.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Not children of the bondwoman.
Hindi tayo anak ng alipin.
Not children of law.
Hindi tayo anak ng kautosan.
But of the free.
Tayo anak ng malaya.
I'm free in Christ.
Malaya ka kay Kristo.
Who the Son has made free is free indeed.
Lahat ng pinalaya ng anak ay malayang lubos.
Amen.
Amen.
Look at Colossians chapter 1.
Tingnan niyo sa Kolosas 1.
No, make that chapter 2.
Sa kapitulo 2.
In verse 4. Colossians 2, 4. Say amen if you're there.
Amen.
Now this I say, lest anyone should deceive you with persuasive words.
Sinasabi ko ito, upang hindi kayo maniligaw ninyo man sa pamamagitan ng mga mapangakit na pananalita.
Colossians 2, 4.
Colossians 2, 4.
So someone's going to try and deceive us.
Kaya nga mayroong darating at tayo susubukan na limlangin.
And they're going to use words.
At gagamitin nila ang mga salita.
Fancy words.
Mga hindi walang kabuluhang salita.
Persuasive words.
Mga mapangakit na salita.
Oh, come on, let's try this.
Oh, sige na, subukan.
Come on.
Sige.
Hey man, this is going to be good.
Ganda to, sige na.
You're going to like this.
Magugusto mo to.
Don't be deceived.
Huwag kang madadaya.
For though I am absent in this flesh, yet I am with you in the spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ.
Wala na, kahit wala ako riyan, kasama naman ninyo ako sa espiritu at ako'y nagagalak sa inyong maayos na pamumuhay at matibay na pananalig kay Kristo.
The steadfastness of your faith in Christ.
Ito yung matibay na pananalig kay Kristo.
That means that word steadfast.
Ang ibig sabihin ng matibay na pananalig.
It means I'm not moving away.
Ibig sabihin hindi ka umaalis.
I am going to stay there.
Ako'y mananatili doon.
I'm staying with my faith in Christ.
Mananatili ako sa pananampalataya ko kay Kristo.
I'm not going to be persuaded.
Hindi ako madadaya.
By words of men.
Sa mga pananalita ng tao.
I'm not going to be deceived.
Hindi ako malilinlang.
I'm going to look to Christ.
Titingin ako kay Kristo.
Faith in Christ.
Pananampalataya kay Kristo.
That's what he rejoices in.
Ito ang dahilan kung bakit siya nagagalak.
Verse 6.
Versículo 6.
As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him.
Yamang tinanggap na ninyo si Kristo Jesus bilang Panginoon, mamuhay kayo na may pakikipag-isa sa Kanya.
How did we receive Christ?
Paano nyo tinanggap si Jesus?
By grace through faith.
Sa pamagitan ng grasa.
Faith in what?
Panampalataya saan?
Christ and Him crucified.
Si Kristo siya napako sa krus.
That's how we received Him.
Yun ang dahilan kung bakit tayo.
Amen? So now walk in Him.
Kaya nga lumakad kayo kasama niya.
How do we walk?
Paano tayo lumakad?
By faith.
Sa pananampalataya.
Received Him by faith.
Tinanggap sa pananampalataya.
We walk by faith.
Lumakad sa pananampalataya.
He's talking about salvation.
Pinasabi dito patungkol sa kaligtasan.
And sanctification.
At pagpapabanal.
In the same short verse.
Etong sa maikling versikulo.
The law cannot sanctify us.
Ang kautusan ay hindi makakapagpabanal sa iyo.
The law cannot make us holy.
Hindi ka magiging banal sa kautusan.
No program of man can make us more holy.
Walang programa ng tao na mas magiging banal ka.
Don't be deceived.
Huwag kayong magpapadaya.
By persuasive words.
Sa mga mapanlinlang na mga pananalita.
Keep your steadfastness of your faith in Christ.
Kailangan mamuhay kayo at matibay ang pananalig kay Kristo.
Because as you've received Him, now you walk in Him.
Dahil ngayon tinanggap mo siya, kailangan kang makipag-isa't lumakad sa Kanya.
Amen?
Amen?
Verse 7.
Versikulo 7.
Rooted and built up in Him.
Magpakatatag kayo at isalig ninyo sa Kanya ang inyong buhay.
In Christ.
Sa Kanya, kay Kristo.
In Christ.
Kay Kristo.
Amen. Crucified with Christ.
Kasamang napako ni Kristo.
Baptized into Christ.
Nabautismo kagas kasama ni Kristo.
Faith in Christ.
Ikaw ay pananampalataya kay Kristo.
Everything in Christ.
Lahat kay Kristo.
Amen?
Amen?
Rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith.
Magpakatibay kayo sa pananampalatayang itinuturo sa inyo at lagi kayo magpasalamat.
The faith.
Sa pananampalataya.
There's only one faith.
Meron lang isang pananampalataya.
It can't be in anything else but Christ.
Hindi po pwedeng sa ibang bagay, kailangan lamang ay kay Kristo.
And it has to be proper faith.
At kinakailangan tamang pananampalataya.
Not just faith that Jesus was the Son of God.
Hindi lang sa pagmaniniwala na si Kristo ay anak ng Diyos.
Not just faith that He performed miracles.
Hindi lang sa paggawa niya ng mga milagro na
and still does miracles today.
Ang mga milagro ay nangyari pa na hanggang ngayon.
No, that faith must be in one thing.
Kinakailangan ng pananampalataya mo nasa
that what He did on the cross.
Na ang ginawa niya doon sa krus.
Fulfilled the law.
Tinapos na lahat ng kautusan.
Delivered us from the law.
Pinalaya tayo sa kautusan.
Delivered us from the devil.
Pinalaya tayo sa demonyo.
Took care of all of our sin.
Para tapusin lahat ng ating kasalanan sa ating buhay.
Paid for everything we need.
Lahat ng binayaran ay binayaran na para sa atin lahat.
That's the faith.
Yun ang pananampalataya.
As you have been taught.
Ang tagay sinabi sa inyo.
We've been taught this.
Tinuruan tayo nito.
Abounding in it with thanksgiving.
At lagi kayong magpasalamat sa Diyos.
Thank you, Jesus.
Salamat, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Salamat, Panginoon.
The word abounding.
Na ang ibig sabihin ay papasalamat.
It means to. Go ahead. What do you want to say?
That abounding means there's more than enough.
Amen.
That there's extra left over. That there's overflow. What we receive from God is not just enough, it's extra.
Yeah.
And there's so much left over that we're not even going to use. Don't limit God.
Yeah.
Don't think it's too hard. This abound means there's an overflow and an excess, and no matter how much we use and receive from God, there will always be more left.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Abounding in the Lord.
Laging magpasalamat sa Diyos.
Abounding in it with thanksgiving. In the faith. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy.
Mag-ingat kayo upang hindi kayo mabihag dinuman sa pamamagitan ng walang kabulong karunungan at pandaraya.
This is the Holy Spirit.
Ito ang Espiritu Santo nagsasabi.
Talking to the church at Colossae.
Nakausap ang simbahan sa Colossae.
Talking to us today.
Tinakausap tayo ngayon.
Beware.
Mag-ingat kayo.
Lest someone cheat you.
Na meron dumating sa inyo at mandaya.
Someone might come along and try and cheat you.
Marahil mayroong magpunta sa inyo at dayahin kayo.
This word cheat in the Greek.
Ang pandarayan nito sa Grego.
It means take you captive.
Ibig sabihin,
Someone will try and take you captive.
Kaya ginagawa ang bihag nito.
Through philosophy.
Sa pamamagitan ng walang kabuluhang mga pananalita.
You ever run into a philosophical person?
Nakapag-usap niyo na ba kayo ng mga philosophical?
They have all these big words.
Mga taong may mga
fancy ideas.
Mga iba't ibang mga ideya.
They're trying to take you captive.
Sinusubukan nga ito na maging bihag.
The gospel's very simple.
Ang ebanghelyo ay napakasimple.
It's not complicated.
Hindi ito komplikado.
If someone stands up before you and starts using a bunch of big words and philosophical stuff,
kung merong magsimulan tumayo sa inyo at magsabi ng kung ano-ano at iba't ibang mga pananalita,
beware.
Mag-ingat kayo.
Beware. That's not the gospel. That's not going to lead you to Christ. They like to hear themselves talk. And empty deceit. There's nothing to it. Empty.
Walang laman.
There's nothing there.
Walang laman yun.
It's the wisdom of man.
Ito ay karunungan lamang at
pandarayan. He says, beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit according to the tradition of men.
Mag-ingat kayo upang hindi kayo mabihag ni naman sa pamamagitan ng walang kabuluhan, karunungan at pandarayan na ayon sa mga tradisyon ng tao at alituntunin ng mundo.
Man loves tradition.
Gusto ng tao ng mga tradisyon.
Oh, we all do this.
Oh, kami ginagawa natin.
Oh, we all do that.
Oh, lahat tayo ginagawa natin ito.
No.
Hindi.
No, beware of that.
Kailangan kayo mag-ingat dito.
They come with you. They come to you with the basic principles of the world.
Sila ay darating sa alituntunin ng mundong ito.
They come to you with everything else.
Darating sila na dala-dala kung ano-ano.
But not according to Christ.
At ang mga ito ay hindi ayon kay Kristo.
These other things are man-made.
Ito mga gawa lamang ng tao.
They're carnal.
Ito ay makalaman.
And they're not spiritual.
At hindi ito spiritual.
And we need to beware.
At kinakailangan mag-ingat kayo.
So we don't end up being taken captive.
At para hindi kayo ma-uwi na bihag.
Verse 9 says, for in Jesus dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
Sabi ng versikulo 9, sapagkat ang buong kalikasan ng Diyos ay na kay Kristo na kanyang, sa kanyang pagiging tao.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Christ.
Kay Kristo.
That's everything we need.
Lahat ng kailangan natin na naroon na.
That's the fullness of the Godhead.
Yun ang kalikasan ng Diyos.
And verse 10.
Versikulo 10.
You are complete in Him.
Kaya't nalubos ang inyong buhay sa pamamagitan niya.
We are already complete in Christ.
Tayo kumpleto na kay Kristo.
In Christ.
Kay Kristo.
In Christ.
Kay Kristo.
Crucified with Christ.
Natabong kasama ni Kristo.
Buried with Christ. Rose again with Christ.
Nabuhay muli kasama ni Kristo.
Our faith is in Christ.
Ang ating pananampalataya kay
Kristo. We're already complete.
Tayo kumpleto na.
Who is the head of the principality and power?
Sabi dito, na siyang nakakasabog sa lahat ng kapangyarihan.
He's the head of all principality and power.
Sinabi dito, lahat ng kapangyarihan at pamamahala.
Power, come here. Stand right here and don't move. Don't move. This is our starting position.
Ito ang panimulang posisyon.
Complete in Christ.
Kumpleto na kay Kristo.
I'm in Christ.
Ako'y na kay Kristo.
Amen. I received Him by faith.
Tinanggap ko siya sa pananampalataya.
Now I walk by faith.
Ngayon nalakad ako sa pananampalataya.
I start walking by faith.
Nagsisimula siyang lumakad sa pananampalataya.
This is the starting position.
Ito ang starting position.
I'm already complete.
Ikaw ay kumpleto na.
I'm walking by faith.
Siya'y lumakad niya sa pananampalataya.
I received Him by faith.
Tinanggap ko siya sa pananampalataya.
Faith in Christ.
Pananampalataya kay Kristo.
He's the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
Siya ang kabuuan ng Diyos.
He's everything we need.
Siya ang ating kailangan.
I received Him by faith in Christ. And now I'm walking by faith. Keeping my eyes on Christ.
Itinutuon ng aking mga mata kay Kristo.
The church world.
Pero ang simbahan ngayon
is back here.
Ay nasa likuran.
Trying to get
sinusubukan makapunta
to the starting position.
Sa patibulang posisyon.
With 12 steps, 40 days, G12, all kinds of gold dust, the lapping program, the falling down program, the 21 days, They're trying to get to the starting position. They're working themselves to death. They're not resting in Christ. They don't know they're complete in Christ. Don't be deceived. Beware. Beware. This is where we start.
Dito tayo nagsimula.
This is where we stay.
Dito tayo mananahan.
Rooted and grounded and built up in the faith.
Matatag sa pananampalataya.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. We'll continue with Galatians chapter 5 in the next session.
Magpapatuloy tayo sa Galatia sa susunod na ating pagtalakay.
I have... Go ahead, Oliver. What is your question?
Sige. Ano yung malo?
We are not in the law, but we are in the grace now. And the law has 10 commandments, but the grace... But every have two commandments. What happened to me? I cannot obey the two commandments, but I have a faith in Jesus Christ. There is a consequence, or I am saved, or there is a consequence.
What two commandments?
What happened to me? I have faith in Jesus Christ, but I cannot obey the two commandments of God.
Two commandments of Jesus?
Love God.
Okay. Let's go there. John chapter 15.
I think we already answered that. Question.
Yeah, but let's just take another look at it.
Yeah.
Don't worry. This is an important point. It's a good question, Oliver. He says, John chapter 15. Jesus says, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in love.
15.
And then verse 12, I'm sorry, it's 15, that's verse 15, chapter 15, verse 10 of John. Chapter 15, verse 10, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love.
Kung tinutupad ninyo ang aking mga utos, mananatili kayo sa aking pag-ibig, kung paanong tinupad ko ang mga utos ng aking Ama at ako'y mananatili sa kanyang pag-ibig.
Look at verse 12. This is my commandment.
Ito ang aking utos.
That you love one another as I have loved you.
Magmahalan kayo gaya ng pagmamahal ko sa inyo.
So we have to love one another as Christ has loved us.
Kinakailangan mahalin natin bawat isa kagaya ng pag-ibig ng Diyos sa atin.
Oliver, do you love Ryan?
Mahalin pa si Ryan?
Do you love him as much as Christ has loved you? Love is the fruit of the Spirit. And Christ is telling us, Jesus is telling us in verse 4, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me.
Manatili kayo sa akin at mananatili din ako sa inyo, hindi magbubunga ang sangang hindi nananatili sa puno, gayon din naman, hindi kayo magbubunga kung hindi kayo mananatili sa akin.
Love is a fruit of the Spirit.
Ang pag-ibig ay bunga ng Espiritu.
A fruit.
Bunga.
We don't produce the fruit.
Hindi tayo pwedeng magbunga.
We're the branch.
Dahil tayo ay mga sanga.
We bear the fruit.
Tayo ay nagbubunga.
Okay, the only way the branch can bear the fruit is if it abides in the vine. If our faith is in Christ, we have fulfilled the commandment to love one another. The fruit of the Spirit will be there. He says in verse 6, well, look at verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing.
Ako ang puno ng ubas at kayo ang mga sanga. Ang nananatili sa akin at ako sa kanya ay siyang nagbubunga ng sagana sapagkat wala kayong magagawa kung kayo hiwalay sa akin.
If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them up and throw them in the fire and they are burned.
Ang hindi nananatili sa akin gaya ng sanga ay tinatapon at natutuyo, at ganoon mga sanga ay tinitipon, inihahagi sa apoy at nasusunog.
How do we keep the commandment of Jesus to love one another?
Paano natin matutupad ang pag-ibig sa kapwa gaya ng sinabi ni Jesus?
By abiding in the vine.
Sa pananatili sa puno.
I'm sorry, but I can't love you, Oliver, 24/7.
Pero pasensya, Oliver, hindi kita pwedeng ibigay sa buong araw na ito.
But if I keep my faith in Christ, and I abide in the vine, the fruit of the Spirit, love will flow to you. Amen. But without abiding in the vine, without faith in Christ, then I could never possibly keep that command. And this is what Jesus is talking about. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Just to point out on that word, the true vine, the word true. True means the one that corresponds to the real nature, the real name of it. You know, the name of Jesus, God is salvation. In every respect, it says it's the opposite of what's fictitious, which means false. It's the opposite of a counterfeit. It's the opposite of something imaginary or pretended or simulated. Means made by man. This is the real thing. And it's the opposite of something that's imperfect or defective or uncertain. It's sincere. This is the real thing. Jesus is the real vine. He's telling us, I'm the true vine, meaning there's false vines out there.
Oh, that's good.
They want you to abide in a false vine. And he's saying you will not bear fruit when you're in something false. You have to be in the true vine. He is the truth. And we have to remain in him or nothing's going to happen.
Amen. That's
he
good.
Said if you don't, you're withered up and you're cast in the fire.
A type of hell.
Yeah.
Amen. That's very good. We're either in Christ or we're not. Amen. Give the Lord a hand. Okay, we're going to take a short break and then I'm going to give you a test.
Break.
Amen. Praise the Lord.